dirty ring, a dirty deal with the devil.
Hey, you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5, and this is Mary Gaucher, and I'm listening too.
I had to thank you once.
before this life went by. Yeah, that's why I called. Goodbye.
Good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff, your host here for the past almost 20 years. Thanks for being here. We're talking about going live back into the studio, but you know, there's no real rush on my part, especially when gas is $1.73 a liter to drive down to the studio. I'm not in a real hurry. Maybe when I can ride my bike down there again, I'll feel the urge, and it'll be allowed. But for the meantime, still hanging out here in the basement, so you can't call. I mean, you could call. Nobody ever calls me unless they're trying to rent an apartment on Spence Street, or trying to sell me something. Those are the two types of phone calls that I get. So. You can't call me, but you can email jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. I love it when you do. And check out tellthebandtogohome.com for all the playlists and all the info and all the stuff. You know, you like stuff? We got stuff for you. And like I should mention more often, if you go to umfm.com during the live broadcast, right at the top of the page, you'll see the current playlist active, and then it goes on tellthebandtogohome.com after the show ends. So that's how that works. But I do love it when people send me messages during the show and asking about a song or whatever, because sometimes I wonder whether anybody listens. Not that it really matters. I mean, I have a ton of fun doing this in my pajamas every Saturday morning, but you know, knowing that people are going to listen to it kind of makes it seem a little less silly doing this, but I don't really care. I'm going to do it anyway, and hopefully somebody enjoys it. All right, so what do we got here today? I got some special stuff coming up here for you in hour two that I know some of you are absolutely going to hate. Maybe Sean Burns will hate it if he ever listens to this on the archive. But it's kind of a tip of the hat to him and Brian Saunderson, and we'll tell you more about that coming up in hour number two. But in the meantime, we got a couple of things to talk about, new releases and shows and stuff. You know what? I'm so excited about this one. I got to jump on the German requests right away, because Regina emailed and asked, could you play me the new song from Joe Nolan this week? Why, yes, I think I could. And she said, also, could you play me the new song from William Prince and Serena Ryder? Well, yes, I think I could. Like I wasn't going to anyway, but you know what? With a special dose of appreciation, we'll send this out to Regina and anybody else who's been waiting for new music from William Prince and Serena Ryder. But first, something from our good friend Joe Nolan.
Who said anything about getting in trouble? I ain't looking for blue or red lights. So going back to the store. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. Forget about your problems. Meet me in the bottom. Start the car. Start the car. Said anything but getting busted. Could you be the thing that I trust in? So put a beer in my hand and buckle me up, going back to the start. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. Forget about your problems. Meet me in the bottom. Start the car. Start the car. Going back to the start. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. Forget about your problems. Meet me in the bottom. Start the car.
Sing me a song, babe.
What kind of song, babe?
The one you hear when you look into my soul. Sing me a song, babe.
What kind of song, babe?
It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just sing me a song. It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just sing me a song.
Play me a song, babe.
What kind of song, babe?
The one that feels closest to my touch. Play me a song, babe.
What if I get it wrong, babe?
It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just play me a song.
It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just play me a song. And I could play this guitar without any strings.
I could sing for hours about everything.
And that'd be alright by me. I could play this guitar without any strings.
I could sing for hours about everything.
And that'd be alright by me. So sing me a song, babe.
What kind of song, babe?
The one you hear when you look into my soul. Sing me a song, babe.
What kind of song, babe?
It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just sing me a song. It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just sing me a song. It ain't gotta be good, it ain't gotta be long. Just sing me a song.
harvest rain pours down, a flash flood fills up the streets of my hometown. It's too late to leave. It's like a tidal wave has come crashing down.
Now, I might have to check the DNA, do the DNA test, because Terry at the research department swears he's related to that kid. And I don't know. That's pretty great. From the bustling metropolis of Clavitt, Saskatchewan. That lady's name is Sage Hunter. I think that's pretty great. So I don't know. I don't know how you could actually be related. But, you know, hitch your wagon. You never know. You never know what you might get away with. Sage Hunter there, that's a song called Mad. I like that. I like that a lot. Thanks to the research department for that. And I also saw that there was a new single from Alison Russell this week. I was going to play it, but Terry says, he says, listening to Alison Russell's new single and thinking how the industry is going to give her all the awards this year, and then suddenly there's some horrid rap shit. So I don't know if that counts as a ringing endorsement, so maybe we'll skip the Alison Russell content this week, because she obviously doesn't need our help anymore. She's like rocket ship to the stars. I'm telling you. We heard Shayla Miller in there. Thanks to the research department for that, by the way. Speaking of the research department, if you get moving, you probably still have time to get down to the TNA garage on Shelley Street for Jake Vaudeland and the Sturgeon River Boys playing there this afternoon. And I'm telling you, it's one of those shows that someday, I just have a feeling this kid has got the makings of a big star. And someday he's going to be headlining a festival, and I'm going to be able to say from way, way, way at the back, I'm going to say, hey, you know that guy way, way, way over there? One time I saw him in a Joker's garage with 25 people. And you'll go, no, you didn't, you liar. But I'll know, because I was there. If you can make it, come on down. I think we got room for you at the TNA Garage this afternoon, starting in a half an hour. Shayla Miller in their new track from the bustling metropolis of Lethbridge, Alberta. Tidal Wave, like that a lot. I like the Shayla Miller. I'm big on the Shayla Miller these days. I got to get me a copy of her record someday. Big Hair, Small City. That was a good record, but this is new. I like it. Ken Yates in there before that. You know how I feel about the Ken Yates. I get a little tingle just thinking about Ken Yates. He just makes me swoon. He's got a new record called Cerulean. It took me all of about 45 seconds to pre-order the record when I heard about it. When he sent the email announcing the record, I was like, I got to be number one on the shipping list. Because I love me some Ken Yates. We heard the big one there. Featuring Kathleen Edwards, must be produced by Jim Bryson to have, you know, Kathleen Edwards on there. And it's just got that Jim Bryson sound, you know, so you know it's going to be good. And looking forward to that one. Cerulean from Ken Yates. Go to kenyates.com and order yourself up a copy. It doesn't come out till June. Kind of a stupid album cover. I'm not sure about the album cover, but who cares? It'll be great. Could put a steaming pile of poo on the cover. It'd still be great. William Prince and Serena Ryder in there. Brand new thing called Sing Me a Song. Not the most original title in the world, I guess. But what a great song. I quite like that. I enjoyed that a lot. Nice stuff there from Will and Serena. And off the top, Joe Nolan, a brand new one called Start the Car. Joe's slowly getting out on the road again. He's out in Alberta, or out in BC, I think, these days, doing some shows. So hopefully we'll convince Joe to come back through here before too long. I miss that guy. I miss him. I love him. I need to see him. I need to know that he's doing all right. He's good people. Let's see. Speaking of good people, I don't know how to make sense of this set. Does it matter? No, it doesn't matter. We played a couple in there for Regina. So before Burke starts feeling left out, we better play ourselves our German requests. Burke's Deuce as well to tag onto that set. Starting off with Hooray for the Riff Raff. Breathing.
Orleans barricade, rhododendron. Oh, I can't look back. I lost it all on this one-way train.
on. I never thought that this would happen to me. I came with virtuous intentions and offered honest interventions, and I believed it all so innocently. But then the more I learned about the way the whole thing's figured out, I found there's really not a thing I can do. So I got myself indoctrinated into what I thought I always hated. Come so far, I might as well see it through. And now I'm saying,
we'll be right back.
New stuff there from Camp. There's a lot of A's in there. We'll send that out to Dietmar. Does Dietmar ever listen to the show anymore? I miss that guy. I got to go over there. I remember driving around in his car listening to Camp a while back. Oh, I got to do it again. What else did we hear in there? We heard something from David Ford. David Ford, a Static Roots alumnus, has a new single called You've Never Had It So Good. And that's kind of the story of the Static Roots Festival. Every time I'm over there, I just think, I've never had it this good before. And hopefully I'll have it this good again this summer. We'll see. Sarah Shook and the Disarmers in there before that for Burke. We heard Talking to Myself. I feel like that's what I'm doing. Well, that is literally what I'm doing, I suppose, right now. From Night Roamer and Hooray for the Riff Raff with Rhododendron. It's in all caps on the streaming service. So you got to yell when you say Rhododendron, I think. Oh, we're running out of time here for all this stuff I wanted to do before the top of the hour, but I got to play you a couple. Again, coming out this week, it's official release week for the new record Community Garden by my friend Benj Rowland, which I am super excited about. I love it. I'm excited. I sent him some money. He's going to send me a record. I'm really looking forward to it. I hope that you'll take the time to check it out this week when it comes. And in the meantime, I'll play a couple more favorites from it. One that you've surely heard live if you've seen Benj and the Hemingways before. And, well, this one, it's kind of got a real different vibe to it. I kind of like it, though. It's got a cool, you know, groove to it. Check this out. This is the Opiongo Line from Benj Rowland.
Now a phantom team. Friendly staff and a story about Hank Williams. Hi, this is Benj from May Hemingway's. You're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
To see you there crying, boy, brings to mind all the things I told you one time. I told you she'd hurt you and leave more regret and more heartache than you could ever forget. So sit there and cry, boy, the way that I did one time, and wish you could die, boy, to get that woman off of your mind. Go on and fall all to pieces, son, the way that she made me do. I know what you're going through, and I feel for you. When you took her from me, you thought you'd found the woman to build your whole world around. I tried to tell you, but you wouldn't see. She'd leave you for someone the way she did me. Now sit there and cry, boy, the way that I did one time, and wish you could die, boy, to get that woman off of your mind. Go on and fall all to pieces, son, the way that she made me do. I know what you're going through, and I feel for you. Yes, I know what you're going through, and I feel for you.
You should feel for me because I didn't get tickets to go see Charlie Crockett in Fargo in a couple of weeks. Charlie Crockett's playing in Fargo in a couple of weeks, and it's like, why? How can you pass that up? It's sold out now. I don't know. I just wasn't ready, I guess, to commit. I don't know. Plus, nobody wanted to go with me, so I guess there's that. But Charlie Crockett and Vincent Neil Emerson playing in Fargo in a couple of weeks. I feel for you. It's been 20 minutes since he last put out a record, so obviously it's time for a new one. Jukebox Charlie coming out. A couple from Benj Roland before that from Community Garden. Beauty of a record. Pick it up this week when it goes on sale. We're going to take a break and come back with some stuff. I hope you stick around. I don't know. Tell the band to go home, Motor Tune.